walk you home from school. Well, I live in a hole. I look like a mole, a horrible sight to see. If you hear a growl, I'm out on the prowl, and honey, you're for me.
Kiss.
I was a teenage creature. I was a teenage creature. I'm always scaring you. So point a stake straight at my heart, then darling, drive it through.
Greetings, monsters and ghouls out there, and spooky times here at Wave Station tonight. And I've got a special guest in the house. It's Sean.
Greetings.
Yeah. Sean was so helpful as to give us some tunes from his vaults. And that last one there, that was I Was a Teenage Creature, that's a Lord Luther track that was put out in 1958, backed with Turn the Key. Do you have anything else you want to say about that?
I really like that one. It's back in 58, going into the early 60s, there was a big craze on for monster stuff, so that's really typical of its era.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good time for that kind of music. Before that one, Spooky Moon, can you tell us about that track?
Well, you were saying that you're looking for new content. That's about as new as it gets, because it's not even actually out yet. It's going to be officially released on Halloween online. It's a digital release. The label is Swell Tune Records out of Revere, Massachusetts, and they put out vinyl, and they put out CDs, but they also do some online releases, and this one, Spooky Moon by Kyle Eldridge, is, like I say, it's going to be out on Halloween.
Cool.
Because I'm part of the Swell Tune Records fan club, you kind of, you get...
Oh, it's a perk.
you get stuff in advance.
Right on.
So,
Kyle, an American?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not entirely sure where he's from. I'm going to guess Texas.
Cool.
I've seen him perform live a few times at various festivals.
Okay.
And he's a young, upcoming guitarist.
All right. So the first song in that set was Lonesome in This Grave. Had you heard that one? That's by Fiverr, artist out of Toronto.
Never.
Yeah. And that's off of Lost the Plot, put out in 2013. They're just a fantastic artist. So I hadn't said this yet, but this you are tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM on your radio dial or cjsf.ca on the web browser. And we're broadcasting on these Coast Salish territories, the unceded ancestral and traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. Let's get on to some next music. Here we go.
Kiss you when it's pitch black. In the daytime you can see. I wanna hold you in the pitch black. The light it bothers me. They say the nighttime is the right time to move over, baby, love me right. Well, I love you pretty, baby, when the sun goes down. In the daytime I can tell you there is something wrong. In the nighttime I can see.
crazy girl, crazy honey, crazy baby, all my own. Crazy babe, I wanna take you home. On the move, moving little honey, that puts me in the groove. Crazy baby, I love you. Crazy girl, crazy honey, crazy baby, on my own. Crazy babe, I wanna take you home. Rock again. That rock and roll. Crazy baby, I love you. Crazy girl, crazy honey, crazy baby, on my own. Crazy baby, I wanna take you home. Last time.
Yeah, Crazy Baby, the B-side of the single that came out called The Beat, right?
That's correct.
The Rockin' R's, can you tell us a little bit about them?
There was two guys in the band named Ron, so
okay.
It was like the Rockin' Rons, but they shortened it to Rockin' R's. So.
So before that, we heard Sirocco Brothers. Am I saying that right?
The Sirocco Bros.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you think that's an abbreviation, but you know, why not call it Bros?
They actually call themselves the Sirocco Bros.
Oh, cool.
Happens.
Got it. Song was called Devil Bones, and that's off of Sirocco?
Devil Bones, yeah. There's a CD compilation of their stuff called Sirocco, but that Devil Bones track came out on a 7-inch on a UK label called Roland Records, who to date have put out the majority of the Sirocco Bros output.
Sweet. They got a good sound. And they're from, are they from Las Vegas?
No, not at all. They're okay. From somewhere in the UK, but have been sworn to secrecy as to where and their identities.
Wow. Okay.
They're intentionally mysterious.
Nice. All right, and the first song in the set was Pitch Black.
Pitch Black by Link Jeffries on the Key label. And I don't know, I just found that one day on one of my compilations that I've got at home. It's got such a great seasonal sound, although the intention behind the song is probably goes year-round.
For sure.
But I just want to mention one thing about that Crazy Baby by the Rockin' R's. Way back a million years ago when I was a teenager and I was first getting into this kind of music, a lot of the stuff I was listening to was available on compilations and reissues and whatnot. But Grant Shankar Rock, he steered me towards that single at a record store one day back when my teens, and that was one of the first original kind of rock and roll or rockabilly records that I ever
right.
bought. Like,
Highliners.
I was actually pressed back in the 50s or whatever. And furthermore, on my actual copy of that record, it's a former Maynard record. He was a local collector who was buying stuff up locally for decades, and he'd always sign his name on the label. So there's zillions of records floating around the Vancouver area with Maynard written on the label.
Wow.
So it was my first ever exposure to Maynard.
Wow, fascinating. That's cool. Yeah, shout-outs to Grant.
Yes. The
fellow DJ here at CJSF.
Yeah, the downloader script here on CJSF.
That's right, kids. Listen in. All right, we're going to get into some more stuff in just a minute here.
We'll be right back.
That's a song called Toxic by the Suffragettes. They're a band out of Toronto, and that's the B-side off of their Party Line single that was put out in 2018.
Yeah, High Tide Recordings. The label. They specialize in surf and instro stuff.
Excellent. Yeah, before that one, we were listening to Huevos Rancheros. That track was recorded in 1993. Huevos Rancheros from Calgary, and the song was Emsville. And the first one in that set was by The Cramps. TV set. It was probably the creepiest Cramp song, I think. But, yeah, I mean, they are creepy. And it was Lux Interior's birthday on, I think, Sunday.
Yeah, very recently.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I actually looked into that and I found out that he was the same age as my dad, which kind of weirded me out.
He would have been a crazy dad to have. Wow.
He was almost like my second father as far as influences go, so it's okay. Only fair.
Oh, yeah. Well, rest in peace, Lux Interior. And, yeah, if you want to, people out there, we want to check out the album Songs the Lord Taught Us, put out in 1980. That's the one that TV set appears on. All right, we're going to get into the next bit here, all right? Hold on to your hats, kids.